Hello there. It's good to see you again. Our last playtime together was enjoyable, wasn't it? Is that why you're listening to me again? Well, as long as you keep doing as you're told, we'll continue having fun together. You do remember the rules, don't you? They're very simple. You do whatever I tell you to do. And right now, I want you to repeat after me. I obey Mr. X. I will do whatever he instructs. I obey him because he brings me pleasure. I will obey. Good. Now, before we begin, I have a few items for you to gather. First, I want you to go get a blindfold, or something that will work as a blindfold. Make sure that it's not something you can see through. I don't want you peeking. Next, I want you to go get a set of restraints. They can be leather cuffs with chain attached, or something as simple as two bits of rope. If you need to go somewhere to get these, don't worry. I'll be here, waiting for you. Did you find them? Good. And last, but not least, I want you to go get your camera, or something that can record video. Yes, you heard me. Go get it, and hurry back. Now that you have all these items, I want you to head to your room. Place the items you're carrying down on your bed. You can close your bedroom door, but don't lock it. That's right. Leave the door unlocked. Now I want you to take those two restraints, and I want you to secure them to the corners at the foot end of your bed. Make sure to leave them long enough that you can secure your ankles later on. Ah, I see that you're starting to guess what we will be doing today. Just keep following my commands, and I promise that you will enjoy yourself. Place the blindfold on top of your pillow. Good girl. Now, the only thing left to do is set up the video camera. Yep, that's right. I'm going to be watching you as you do my bidding. Make sure that it's set up so that I have a good view of the bed, and turn it on. There. We're ready to start our playtime. Are you starting to have second thoughts? Are you tempted to simply turn off this audio and go do something else? You can't, can you? You have to find out what I have planned for you, don't you? There's only one way for you to find out. Stand in the middle of your room and strip for me. Not like last time. I want you to get naked as fast as you can. Quick now. Everything off. I want you completely exposed. Good. Now get on your bed. Face up. Just lay there for a moment. Feel your body. Is there anything more lovely than that feeling of nakedness? Now, I want you to use those lower restraints to secure your ankles to the corners of the bed. Go on, both of them. Make sure that your feet can't slip out. Not too tight. Just enough to keep those lovely legs of yours wide open. Are you starting to get wet? Is there a little moisture down there? Are your hands shaking? I'm guessing that you're wearing a pair of headphones right now. Make sure that both headphones are secure. I don't want you hearing anything but the sound of my voice. Now place the blindfold over your eyes and secure it behind your head. Make sure it won't come off. There you go. You can lean back now. Rest your head on your pillow and raise your arms above your head. Now grab onto the head of your bed and keep your hands there until I tell you otherwise. I don't need to cuff your wrists. My will is a far more powerful restraint. Now, how do you feel? Naked? Restrained? Spread eagle across your bed? You look gorgeous. There's something about a woman tied to a bed that gets me very hard. Feel free to stretch your limbs. You can even struggle a bit to test your bonds. Is it starting to sink in? Are you starting to realize just how helpless you are? Don't worry. I'm here to take care of you. And I won't let anything happen to you. Oh, that's right. You didn't lock your bedroom door. You can't see. You can't hear. Someone could be spying on you at this very moment, and you wouldn't know they were even there. I bet you want to be able to see right about now. I bet you'd like to be able to hear. But we aren't finished with our playtime yet. And besides, I have you tied to the bed. You don't mind me watching, do you? Looking through the lens of your video camera? Watching you squirm on the bed? Naked and open to my gaze? I can see your nipples. They seem to be a little erect. Does this excite you? Is this one of your kinks? I can see your pussy, too. It looks so alone. It wants to be touched. It wants to be fucked. But you can't do anything about that right now. Are your ears straining? Was that the creak of the door you just heard? My good little girl, you're in quite a predicament, aren't you? I'm going to be nice and help you out a little. I'm going to release one of your hands, but I don't want you touching that blindfold or those headphones. I'm going to tell you what to do with that hand, and you're going to follow my every instruction. There. Now that your hand is loose, I want you to massage your breasts, both of them. Tweak both of your nipples. Make them feel that spark of stimulation, that electric jolt of physical contact. Does that feel good? Now move your hand down further, across your abdomen, to the place where your legs meet. Your pussy. I would tell you to tease yourself, but that's what I've been doing for the last few minutes. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to release your other hand and allow you to use both of them to pleasure your cunt. I want you to attack your inflamed cunny like you haven't had sex in weeks. Pour out all that pent-up sexual tension as you finger-fuck yourself into oblivion. Have you come already? Or are you still building toward that crest called orgasm? What would someone think if they saw you now? If they had heard something from your room and decided to investigate? What if they were standing in your doorway watching you? Good girl. I saw your body tense up and release in ecstasy. That was quite the show that you put on for me. Just lay there a bit, just like you are. Remember how you feel at this moment. This is what it feels like to obey. I leave you now. Don't worry about the video I took of you. It will give me something to enjoy until our next playtime. This has been A Man Called X. I hope you enjoyed my story. Any feedback would be very much appreciated. You can email me at amancalledx@yahoo.com. Until next time.